It is April 4th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Nickel stories have been popular since the blow-up of prices. CNN weighs in with its story on what happened with a title that is bound to get a lot of clicks. Day drinking, big shot, and billions of dollars. How the nickel market imploded. CNN had me at day drinking. The weekend news headlines were filled with stories of war crimes allegedly committed by Russian troops during their attack and holding of key areas of Ukraine. The pictures were grim and bound to elicit strong responses. Maybe some eyes will open to the evil being perpetrated by Russian President Vladimir Putin. In fact, Carla Del Ponte, the former chief prosecutor of the United Nations War Crimes Tribunals for the former Yugoslavia and Rwanda, was quoted in an Associated Press story as calling for an international arrest warrant to be issued for President Putin. Simon Poulston-Jones, the CEO of Climate Solutions and former head of FIA Europe, suggested on LinkedIn that anyone in the exchange or clearing business should read the IOSCO report from March titled IOSCO Explains How Decentralized Finance is Cloning Financial Markets. The spring 2022 edition of the Trade magazine is now online. There's a link in today's newsletter for it. Ocean Tomo has been acquired by J.S. Held. Held is a global consulting firm, and Ocean Tomo is an expert advisory firm specializing in intellectual property and other intangible assets. Ocean Tomo was the one-time employer of Ryan Lothian and Jim Falvey, and Falvey has more recently done some work for it again. Ocean Tomo was behind the creation of the Intellectual Property Exchange, which was an idea before its time. My first job out of college was with Knight Ridder Financial News Commodity News Service, and I was hired because they closed their Minneapolis Grain Exchange office and moved the job to Chicago. I was hired for that job. But Minneapolis was a little-known secret in the commodity world. Yes, they had the hard red spring wheat contract, but they also had a real cash grain business still on the exchange floor, and there was a lot more over-the-counter business going on there too. Today, Marex announced they opened a Minneapolis office to further enhance their OTC commodity offering. As part of the move, Marex has tapped longtime agricultural industry veterans Dan Hofstede and Charlie Fee to co-head the office and oversee further growth of its over-the-counter agricultural offering in the U.S. Incubex is looking to grow and needs key employees in the following areas: infrastructure lead, operations analyst, renewable fuels market analyst, and environmental markets analyst. Euronext is looking for a social media manager in Dublin. At a Boy Scouts of America event in Janesville, Wisconsin over the weekend, I met a man who was a childhood friend and was in my Cub Scout den. We had lost contact when we went to different high schools. John's take is delayed, but I'm recording it today and it will be out later. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Alex Perry's Optiontopia takes a look at the week's options news highlights. CFTC history made with four women commissioners. CME Group launches micro-sized options. Meme stock surge in trading. Euronext presents option term of the week, the difference between market and exercise price. You can watch Alex Perry's Optiontopia and the options term of the week on johnlothiannews.com. We have another video from our FIA Boca 2022. Dave Howson looks forward to his new role and the coming year at SIBO. Dave Howson will start a new role as president of SIBO on March 12, 2022, after joining the exchange in 2017. Howson started his exchange career in the City of London on the open outcry floor and says it's ironic that he will be relocating to Chicago, home of the open outcry floor. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Europe warns Russia faces new sanctions for war crimes. Member states differ on trigger points. Breadth of measures comes as Ukraine cites evidence of war crimes in North. Some European Union governments are pushing for the bloc to quickly impose new sanctions in response to multiple reports that Russian troops executed unarmed civilians in Ukrainian towns, according to diplomats familiar with the discussions. My comment, the world is now paying attention. Here's another story, this one from The Guardian. U.S. small business owners are great, except for the thousands who aren't. From flouting COVID rules to fraud to racism to underpaying employees, U.S. figures reveal a rogues gallery. We all know that our small business owners are the lifeblood of the U.S. economy. There are approximately 30 million of us, and we provide more than half of the jobs in this country. Everyone seems to love us. Politicians court us. Big brands tip their hats to us. Each year, we celebrate our small business community with Small Business Week, Small Business Saturday, National Entrepreneurship Month, and many other days honoring independent workers and minority business owners. My comment, not all small business owners are great, but they need to be civil to stay in business. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Can we please stop acting like jerks to one another? Will Smith's behavior at the Oscars was just another tip of the iceberg. Bad behavior has increased since the pandemic. My initial shock this week when actor Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars before launching a volley of expletives over a poor taste joke was quickly replaced by weary recognition. I don't know Smith or his motives, but such unruly behavior has become alarmingly common since the pandemic. People have become angrier and more reckless. Tempers are fraying and empathy has given way to irritability and intolerance. We've forgotten how to be civil to one another. It's time we've relearned how to behave. My comment, stop acting like a jerk or I will slap you upside the head. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. A 30-year-old crypto billionaire wants to give his fortune away. Sam Bankman-Fried drives a Corolla, sleeps on a beanbag, and has a Robin Hood-like philosophy. The Economic Club of Chicago has hosted kings, prime ministers, and presidents, as well as Amazon.com Inc.'s Jeff Bezos and J.P. Morgan Chase's and Company's Jamie Dimon. Central bankers' comments at the 115-year-old organization have moved markets. Sam Bankman-Fried, a 30-year-old cryptocurrency billionaire, is probably the first person to play a computer game while giving a talk. My comment, he is giving his fortune away to sports venues where FTX gets naming rights in a gamble he can make even more money to give away to others who really need it. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our most clicked story on Friday was lawsuit accusing 10 banks of rigging $23 trillion U.S. Treasury market is dismissed from Reuters via Yahoo News. Second was SEC tells exchanges to treat customer crypto holdings as liabilities from the Wall Street Journal. Third was testimony of Chairman Rostam Benham regarding the date of the CFTC from the CFTC. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from Bloomberg. Primetime, Tokyo Stock Exchange's new look goes into effect. Three new market segments on Tokyo Bourse take effect Monday. Reform largely seen to have fallen flat after initial promise. The Tokyo Stock Exchange implemented its biggest revamp in over 60 years on Monday with a long-awaited but largely symbolic restructuring of its market segments. Earlier hailed as a once-in-a-generation shift, the introduction of three new sections, Prime, Standard, and Growth was intended to boost Japanese stocks' appeal and understandability to foreign investors, but the restructuring has been met with a mixed reception and disappointed investors who wanted more sweeping reforms. The next story is from the Wall Street Journal. Short sellers bet Tether, crypto's central bank, is vulnerable to a run. Tether says it has conservative investments, while hedge funds question how much risk lies in the $82 billion investment portfolio that backs the currency. Short sellers are betting against the cryptocurrency whose price shouldn't move. A few investment firms, including Fir Tree Partners and Viceroy Research LLC, have placed substantial bets in recent months that the price of Tether will fall, according to people familiar with the matter. Tether is the most popular currency for trading Bitcoin and is supposed to have a fixed value pegged to the U.S. dollar. Some hedge funds arrange short sales of Tether with Genesis Global Trading, one of the larger crypto brokerages for professional investors, said Matt Ballenzweig, Genesis co-head of trading and lending. About a dozen funds discussed doing the same with Genesis, but many didn't move forward, Mr. Ballenzweig said. The next story is from CNN Business. Day drinking, big shot, and billions of dollars, how the nickel market imploded. From CNN, here's what Europe is doing to wean off reliance on Russian gas. When a trade jumps by 250% over the course of days, investors typically pop bottles of champagne. Between Friday, March 4th and Tuesday, March 8th, nickel futures did just that, soaring on the London Metal Exchange from about $29,000 to $100,000 per ton. But the champagne remains cork. Investors are threatening to sue, and the LME is hemorrhaging business. So how did it happen? Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.